About a dozen people, from toddlers up to senior citizens, are in a side room at the Leon Valley Library, making a big noise. Those in the 15-foot diameter circle slap away at congas and bongos. This gathering is called a drum circle, and the library does this once a month.
Take your kid to the library and tell them to make noise, you know, not to be quiet. And they give us a great room, and when the weather's really nice, we'll go out on the patio.
Kevin Cooley brings the drums and a large personality to direct what's going on here.
We use music to bring people together. We had multiple different ages, different cultural backgrounds, religious backgrounds, you know, socioeconomic backgrounds, and we can all come together, and the instruments kind of create a level playing field so that we can get to know each other and just support each other and have a great time.
Everyone who wants to play grabs a drum, and Cooley starts playing, suggesting they mimic what he's doing or find their own rhythm. Linda Schmidt and her husband have come today for the first time.
We're coming back and want to bring our grandson. We got him bongo drums for Christmas, so he'll be right into this.
50-something Cooley has been a professional musician in several bands, but as for doing drum circles, that's something he kind of backed into.
You know, my goal is to be a rock star, frankly, you know. 10 years ago, if you'd have told me that I'd be doing this and the highlight of my day every day would be go drumming with seniors in a retirement community, I would have thought you were crazy, you know. You know?
And crazy as it may seem, Cooley takes the drum circle concept to several retirement homes.
I fell in love with it. The very first one I did, I absolutely fell in love with it. And that particular group I've been going to now once a week for over 7 years. I've seen people with Alzheimer's, when you come in, completely non-responsive. We bring them up, sit them in a chair, give them a drum, and at some point during the session, they start playing, they start smiling. Sometimes they start talking. Sometimes they share memories with you, things that you didn't think they were going to be capable of. For some reason, music and drums and being involved in it seems to open up some doors. Not always, but when it happens, it's magic, you know?
I like it for just relaxing the mind and getting the thoughts to still. It's interesting how relaxed you can get and still look around and still keep the rhythm. It's really interesting.
Tiffany Bryson brought her son along.
I came because I want to expose my son to as many cultural things. He's 5 years old, and I thought it would be a really good experience for him.
So was it a good experience for you?
Yes.
Why?
Because I like it.
Have you ever beat a drum before?
Yes. I did that a long time ago.
So this is your drum?
Yes.
Love the way he treated the children. Very, very nice activity.
Some of Cooley's favorite challenges are those who are reluctant to even try.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like when I meet someone and they say, I can't do that, I don't have rhythm. Well, a lot of times, they just haven't given themselves permission to try it. And we get very, very comfortable with whatever we perceive our physical limitations to be. And the drums is a very non-threatening opportunity to go past those physical limitations in some cases. Music goes where words cannot pass.
He thinks that music transcends limitations, language, and even those things which keep us separate. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.